Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
You know, there are times when one name just isn't enough. You'll see what I mean when I read to you Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It's a great verse for this time of year. We read Isaiah 9, 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The prophet Isaiah clearly says his name will be called, and these names that follow are character aspects of the promised Messiah. First, we see that the Messiah is wonderful. The glory of who he is and what he has done for us should fill us with wonder. He is wonderful, and he'll fill your heart and mind with amazement. The Messiah is our counselor. Jesus is the one able to guide our lives, and he should be the Christian's immediate resource. He may use the presence and words of another believer to do these things, but Jesus is our true counselor. It was by Satan's evil counsel that humanity fell, and it will be by Jesus' sweet and wise counsel that humanity is restored. Jesus is also our counselor in the sense that he sits in the high council of the Godhead, and he takes counsel with the Father and the Holy Spirit for our good. The Messiah is also Mighty God. He's the God of all creation and glory, the Lord who reigns in heaven, the one worthy of our worship and praise. Can there be a more straightforward declaration of the deity of the Messiah? I don't think so. The Messiah is also the Everlasting Father. The idea in these Hebrew words is that Jesus is the source or the author of all eternity, that he is the creator himself. It does not mean that Jesus himself is the person of God the Father in the Trinity. But we also read that the Messiah is the Prince of Peace. He is the one who makes peace, especially between God and man. Let me paraphrase a quote from John Calvin about these words from Isaiah chapter 9 that I believe says it well. Calvin wrote this, again paraphrasing. Whenever it looks like everything is terrible, let us remember that Christ is called Wonderful because he has infinite ways to help us and because his power is beyond what we can imagine. When we need counsel, let us remember that he's the counselor. When we need strength, let us remember that he is mighty and strong. When new crises come from everywhere and death seems close, let us rely on that eternity of which he is with good reason called the Father. And by the same comfort, let us learn to soothe all earthly problems. When we're tossed by storms of every kind, and when Satan attempts to make us feel guilty, let us remember that Christ is the Prince of Peace, and that it is easy for him to bring peace to our uneasy feelings. Thus will these titles confirm us more and more in the faith of Christ and fortify us against Satan and against hell itself. I can say amen to that. I hope you can too. So today, thank Jesus that he is so great that he can't be described by just one name, and receive him in the fullness of who he is.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.